With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision late this afternoon to put President Obama's clean power plan on hold is reverberating across Montana. That plan, written by the Environmental Protection Agency, called on Montana to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 47% by 2030, more than any other state. Republican Attorney General Tim Fox joined Montana to a 28-state lawsuit against the Clean Power Plan shortly after it was issued in August. Today, he said,
This is huge. It's a signal that should this case go back up on the merits to the United States Supreme Court, that there's a possibility, and you never want to handicap these things in advance, that the Clean Power Plan and the EPA regulations will be struck down.
Democratic Governor Steve Bullock just issued the following statement, quote, I've been clear that I think these rules were unfair to Montana. Given the court's ruling today, I'm putting the work of the Clean Power Plan Council on hold. What we cannot put on hold, however, is the need to address climate change and embrace Montana's energy future, and I'm committed to ensuring we do so on our own terms. That statement from Governor Steve Bullock. Bullock appointed a 23-member Clean Power Plan Advisory Council in January. Environmentalists criticized it for being heavily weighted towards pro-coal and utility company interests at the time. A tweet from Montana's Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities, also called the Supreme Court decision, quote, a big win for utility customers. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision puts the Clean Power Plan on hold until legal challenges are resolved. The Associated Press reports that appellate arguments are set to begin June 2nd. Montana's AFL-CIO unions announced endorsements for five candidates running for statewide office this year, Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Most notably, the only Republican to get the labor union support is incumbent Attorney General Tim Fox. University of Montana political scientist Rob Saldin says the unions endorsing Fox will make a challenge by a Democratic candidate difficult.
Now that Fox has been endorsed by the AFL-CIO, it probably makes it even less appealing for a Democrat to enter. So I do think there's a real question now whether Fox will face a Democratic opponent.
The AFL-CIO also endorsed Governor Steve Bullock for re-election, Jesse Lazovich for state auditor, Melissa Romano for superintendent of public instruction, and current state auditor Monica Lynn Dean for secretary of state. The AFL-CIO's executive board said they interviewed most candidates running for statewide office before deciding who to endorse. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte did not meet with the unions when they requested an interview. Saldin says an endorsement for Gianforte was unlikely, but by choosing to not meet with them, he has made a bit of an enemy with the unions. Gianforte's campaign has said he's willing to meet, but his schedule has not yet permitted it. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Hamilton woman who was reported missing this morning has been located and is being treated at a hospital for undisclosed injuries. The Ravalli County Sheriff's Department says 49-year-old Kevin Frost turned himself in to authorities this afternoon. His estranged wife, Sherry Cook Frost, was taken to the hospital. Sheriff's officials did not release her condition, but said she appears to have no life-threatening injuries. Officials say deputies responded to a report that Sherry Frost had been taken against her will from a friend's house shortly before 7 a.m. An Amber Alert was briefly issued. Kevin Frost faces charges of aggravated kidnapping and partner or family member assault. He's been booked in the Ravalli County Detention Center pending a Thursday appearance in justice court. Governor Steve Bullock was in Butte today for a roundtable addressing the state's growing need for more healthcare workers. It was also an opportunity for Bullock to burnish his record on producing high-wage jobs, an issue he's being attacked on by his Republican opponent in the governor's race, Greg Gianforte. Bullock toured the nursing program at Montana Tech, which recently added a four-year nursing degree. State officials say the healthcare industry will add about 1,300 new jobs each year through 2024. More than half of those openings are expected to be for nurses. The average pay for a registered nurse in Montana is nearly $62,000 a year. Bullock has touted the work of the Healthcare Montana program, a project focused on training, recruiting, and retaining health workers. An on-campus food pantry at Montana State University's Bozeman campus was unanimously approved by the Student Senate Thursday. Claire Bergeson has the story.
College kids are stereotyped as being poor and hungry, but for some students at Montana State University, it's more than just a stereotype. Kelly Jorleen, a grad student at MSU, is trying to help hungry students by setting up a food pantry on campus. A survey of 300 students this fall showed that 30% would go without food 1 to 3 times a month. Jorleen explains that students have a lot of educational expenses, and it's hard to balance their budgets.
the first expense that's kind of lost is that food expense. They might put money towards something cheap and easy that might not be nutritionally beneficial to them in the long run.
Jorlene says that there's a stigma around food insecurity, and she hopes that the food pantry can become a resource for students looking for tips on healthy living. Plans are for it to be up and running by May. With Montana News, I'm Claire Bergeson.
You can get local news anytime on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.